Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at Target.com/circle card.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
Yeah!
Ooh, is that a cupcake?
It's a muffin. It's a muffin.
It's a muffin?
I got a muffin.
Look at that.
The wife made blueberry muffins for breakfast.
She made those? Hey.
Yeah, she made them.
I miss you. You look so cuddly and huggable.
You look so svelte and chiseled. What you doing? Eating carrots?
Yeah. Do you remember that story? Have I ever told a story on the podcast about Arnold Schwarzenegger telling me to eat carrots?
No.
Nope.
What?
I was training for something, and I was working out in the gym with my trainer. And Arnold Schwarzenegger walked into the gym, and it was when he was governor. And like he had like Secret Service, state level, whatever they are, state trooper guys with him and everything. And he's walking around, and I didn't know if he was like there just because he knew the owner of the gym, or if he was like, "I am governor, I am doing a tour of the facility." And then he walks right over to me, and I don't, like, I have no idea if he recognized me as an actor or if he was just like, "Hello, fellow citizen." But he walks over to me and he goes, "What are your goals with your workout?" And I was like, I was in such shock. I just said, "Well, I guess the simplest way is to put it is I'd like to look like Brad Pitt in Fight Club." And it's a little pause, and he goes, "You have to eat a lot of carrots."
Okay.
Man, noted.
No.
So for like months, I was just pounding carrots. Wow.
Did it work?
To this day, yeah, I got in good shape because basically I wasn't eating any carrots. But to this day, I don't know if he meant like vegetables or like specifically carrots.
Hilarious.
That's I don't so know, funny. But I bet you had a nice little orange glow to you.
Mm. You have to eat a lot of carrots. That's what he said to me, and then he walked away.
Okay, here's the question. Raw carrots or cooked carrots?
I don't know, but I love baby carrots. Like when you get a little bag of baby carrots, mm-hmm. That's a nice snack.
So poppable.
We have so much to talk about. I don't even know where to begin with you guys.
All right. I don't know where to begin with you guys either because so much has happened.
Yep.
So many things. It's been a minute. The fans have been clamoring. The fans have been... Yeah. Some of y'all are dicks. I'm going to be honest with you. Some of y'all are dicks.
Not a great way to start a show for the fans, but go ahead.
But I'm going to just keep it 100 with you.
Keep don't it 100
come,
for them.
Don't come at me with I'm lazy or come at me with, I don't deserve to have my time to myself or anything like that. Because I feel like I do. I feel like I work hard. I mean, I might not work as hard as some of you out there. I get that a lot of you work way harder than I do. And I appreciate how hard you work. But to come at me and say that I'm lazy because we haven't put out a show in a couple of weeks, you can eat a dick, dog. That's 100. That's right, one, now, two, now gonna, the now hundred.
Now I'm going to do a slightly kinder interpretation of that and also do some housekeeping overall for the fans. We're sorry we didn't put out a show for a bit. I'm prepping to act in a movie, so it is 100% my fault. And in fact, we're going to take a little break. What we're going to do, housekeeping, and Joelle, correct me if I'm wrong, we're going to finish season 6,
yes,
and then we're going to put out a really unique first episode of season 7, and then we truly are going to go on a hiatus because I'm acting in a movie, and it is pretty hard to do this well for you guys while I'm acting in a movie. I just can't do it. So we're going to take a little break. But we're going to finish season 6. We're going to do today and then the next one. And then the season 7 opener is a really unique episode we did where for the first and probably only time we watched the episode live at a drive-in. Mm-hmm. So if you want to plan ahead, plan to watch that episode like instead of just when you're driving. Some of you just watch it while you're driving. It might be a little bit weird to listen to because we're watching the show and talking about it at the same time. But anyway, the ideal way for you to listen to it would be to like sync up watching the show with our podcast and pause it when we pause it so you can enjoy it the best way. Mm-hmm. But we're going to take a little break. Go ahead, Dom. Go ahead.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you guys. It is a very different version of the show.
Right.
There might be silence at times, especially if we're going to do through.
Well, Daniel will cut some out, but.
But then it won't be in sync with what the audience is watching.
He's right, Dale. You can't cut too much out.
I was thinking about that. But that, I think it makes it the most optimal experience where you get to hear us laugh. It's like we're all laughing at the same time.
Some of you will love it and some of you will hate it. But just know either way, it's the only time we're going to do it like that.
There will be a small brief break between the conclusion of season 6 and the premiere of episode 7, but it's coming and it will be fabulous and you'll really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to drop that September 13th. So,
all right, there you go. There's your housekeeping and we love you. And hey, you don't want us to go too fast because we're running out of episodes.
I know I told y'all you could eat a dick for giving us for trying to pressure
you
us.
You didn't mean it.
I want to take some. I want to take some of it back now.
How about
just? Can we rewind? Can we time travel?
No, I don't think you can take it back. But you were passionate.
It's out there, huh? It's out there, huh? It's already out there.
I appreciate your passion.
I appreciate the fans that have stuck with us and decided to not unfollow me. But for those of y'all who did.
Listen, like, people are real, man. People are passionate about the show. I get it.
So passionate that they're willing to turn their backs on us? I didn't turn my back on you. I had to freaking take a look. That's like if somebody, you're having a conversation with somebody and they go, all right, hold that thought. I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And when they get back, you're like, you're a fucking dick, man. And you're like, why? I told you. I had to run to the restroom. I had to go to take a break. And they're like, no, you fucking turned your back on me.
Too late. I already unfollowed you on Twitter.
Right, that's what it is, man. They miss me. They never liked me in the first place. They've been waiting to do it. You've been waiting to do it. I noticed my numbers have stalled on Instagram. I've noticed.
Stalled because you don't post that much. I don't post that much either.
I post stop motion animation. I give you what you want, fans.
They're really good.
Is that not what you want? Is that not what
you're getting really good, dude. They're noticeable really in your posts. That class definitely kicked you up a notch.
Took an Aardman class, and okay, so there's a lot of things we have to talk about. One of the things is light and magic. We need to discuss that. I don't care what anybody says. But there's a saying in light and magic that George Lucas says, you know, when people are like, I can't do this. I don't think I can get through it. I don't know how are we going to do this? And, you know, he says, well, why don't you think about it? You know, and then within, 20 minutes, people have already come up with the idea, right, of how they're gonna solve this problem, said problem. That's what Aardman Academy made me do. It made me really think about what I wanted to do through lectures and master classes and stuff like that. It really made me think about it. I've taken two classes now. Both of them were amazing. I took Stupid Buddy Studios animation class first, and that was amazing. Alex Kamer was the teacher there, And then I took the Aardman Academy course, and that was taught by so many people, but the main guy was this dude, Stewart. And what's great is that you're working with people who are in stop motion animation and actually are professionals, and you can actually see their work, whether it be from Stupid Buddies to Robot Chicken and, you know, Super Mansion to Aardman Academy's, you know, Wallace and Gromit and you know, Shaun the Sheep. It's just so many. There's so many of them on the Aardman side. You know what I mean? But just to be able to find these outlets.
Chicken Run?
They did do Chicken Run, and they're doing
Chicken Run is amazing.
Two. Chicken
Run,
so good. They're doing two. Two's coming out soon.
Oh, they. What? I wonder what took them so long. That was such a good movie. That sounds awesome. Well, for those of you fans who are interested in stop motion, obviously, Donald, you're an amazing spokesperson. What's the name of it? Aardman? How do you spell it? A-R-D?
A-A-R-D-M-A-N. Aardman.
There you go.
Look them up. Look up Aardman Academy. Also, look up Stupid Buddy Studios. They have a class that comes if you're in the States.
And stupid, I think, is spelled S-T-O-O-P, right?
Stupid
Buddy spelled that way. All right, can we talk about another? That's awesome, and I'm proud of you. You're killing it. Can we talk about Batgirl being canceled? Insanity? Joelle, you're the expert on these things.
I know Joelle has a lot
Joelle, what's your hot take?
I do have a lot of thoughts on it.
Well, not a lot to say, a lot of thoughts.
I'll take it from my friend's marketing and PR perspective of it. It's a interesting decision. It sounds Variety thinks it's taxes, which seems to be probable. If you don't follow entertainment news, here's what you need to know. Discovery and HBO merged into one conglomerate, basically.
And Warner Brothers, right? Is Warner
yeah,
Brothers?
Yeah, so Warner Brothers, which is HBO's overhead. So they've become one entity. So now the new heads there are trying to file down and organize, you know, what does this new company look like and what are we going to do going forward? And one of the directives of that is they want to move away from releasing on streaming, which is, of course, is the big thing HBO did. And initially that, you know, it caused a lot of concern in how, you know, actors get paid more and producers and directors, you know, based off of box office. So you don't want to skip the box office. So it was challenging and a confusing time, but it was COVID and they had material to release. So they released it on HBO and it became pretty successful. HBO blew up. I'm pretty sure they had the first show.
You're talking about HBO Max, the streaming service is what you're talking about. Let's be
so
clear.
So HBO Max had this moment where they were able to create a cartoon that was so popular, it was able to reverse and go off of streaming and onto television. That was the Harley Quinn cartoon. So they were having all of these huge wins and successes, but the new company doesn't want to do that anymore. Batgirl apparently was meant to be streaming. It's for HBO Max. They tested it for audiences. Heard a lot of mixed things about what happened at that testing.
Well, you didn't hear mixed things about it being tested well. No one's rumors are that it tested well.
That's not true. A lot of like,
really?
I mean, yeah. So there's a lot of critical thought of like, it's not good, but DC has had a lot of critical failures that have been huge box office successes. So there is a fandom that enjoys.
I know, but didn't your Occam's razor brain go to, there's no way they're dumping $100 million movie that tests well?
No, because they still want to drop The Flash. And I heard nothing good about that. And its main star is a hot mess.
I know that Ezra has a lot going on right now. It'll be interesting to see what they do. I just assume by the same principle, that must be testing amazing. This one didn't test well. And they're like, first of all, if $90 million is the budget, it's going to cost, I'm pulling a number out of my ass, $50 to advertise and release it. So they're cutting bait because it didn't test well. That was my assumption. I have no
it's
idea.
It's very possible. I mean, like you said, like we don't have confirmation. But what I do know is the people that directed the Batgirl movie just came off of having Marvel's highest successful show with Ms. Marvel, which has gotten a lot of success and a lot of praise. I think it was their number one streamed show. So I don't know. I don't know what happened, but they made the choice and we'll see where it goes. I was reading the other day a critic who was saying, you know, typically you have to give these mergers like 18 months to get an idea of like, what is the new direction? How is it going to work? I think on some level, I'm excited. I love the DC properties. I think
there's what's your hot take on? Because I saw gossip that even though Flash is testing well because of Ezra's issues, they may dump The Flash, which apparently cost $200 million.
Yeah, I think they should do that. Ezra is on a wild path that's hurt a lot of people. And I don't think that the DCU needs this version of The Flash or this movie to continue. They're launching a new sort of direction with Black Adam starring The Rock. He describes himself as a franchise Viagra, which is true.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's The Rock's direct quote. He's franchise Viagra. And it's true. And I really like the trailer for that.
Only someone like him could have that kind of confidence because
proof is in the pudding, man.
Yeah.
He does it. So I think
Viagra is a funny sentence.
That is pretty true. But he once injected into the bloodstream,
mm-hmm. he gets the franchise rock hard.
Rock hard, yeah.
Exactly. No pun intended. Rock hard.
No pun intended.
So I hope they go in that direction and keep, you know, Jason Momoa seems to be in it for the long haul. I think they were going to have to do something with Wonder Woman because that last movie, by I think a lot of people's own admissions, not hot. So we'll see.
That last movie was hot. Hot garbage.
My brain as someone in the production industry just goes to think about all the fucking hard work on both movies and the innumerable hours of blood, sweat, and tears by every from the PA to the producer to make a $200 million or a $90 million or a fucking $1 million movie, and to have it scrap is just so sad. I feel for everyone involved because the idea of working so hard on a movie and then no one ever seeing it. It's not like, in the old days, as we all remember, the old days, if you made a theatrical movie and it bombed, you dumped it to video. It was straight to video. It was like, mm-hmm. quote unquote, it was like it didn't work out, straight to video. Now we're talking about movies that have been put this much effort and love and hard work into them and like no one will ever see them.
I hate to tell you this, Zach, but this is a format that's been going on in Hollywood for the longest, and it's called pilot season and shooting pilots, and then no one ever seeing the pilots that you've been in and being scrapped.
You're right.
And then being scrapped.
You're right. I haven't thought of it like that. That's true.
But that being said, I've never been on a $90 million pilot in my life.
No, but I mean, obviously it's in the extreme examples. That's why these movies are so headline breaking is because a movie with a $90 million production budget has never been scrapped.
That's nuts. That doesn't bode well for Hollywood either. Like if you're on the outside looking in, like, you know, there are certain, senators and Congress people out there that are like, this Hollywood, I told you, they just throw money away. They just throw the money away and they give it to their friends. That's what, you know what I mean? Looking at this, I'd be like, $90 million, throw them shit to me. You know what I mean? Look at what I can do with that shit. Like, golly,
that's a lotto ticket right there.
Speaking of this topic, I loved and I highly recommend to all of you 13 Lives. Now, this was an MGM movie that was supposed to come out theatrically and really, really deserved to be seen theatrically. If you have the chance, don't do what I did and watch it on your laptop because it's a shame. Amazon bought MGM and they decided to just take it straight to streaming. This is, I think, Ron Howard's best movie ever. It's about the 12 Thai boys and their coach who were trapped in a cave and rescued. It's Viggo Mortensen, Colin Farrell, Joel Edgerton. Is that how you say it? Edgerton?
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic. I'm telling you to see it.
I'm excited about it.
But it's kind of the reverse story where you're like, I think it could win Best Picture. It's so good. And I can't believe that Amazon chose to go straight to streaming with it.
I don't know if they're doing any theatrical releases over there.
I mean, I'm sure they'll do the qualifying.
You look at what Disney Plus is doing with streaming, I imagine that everybody's trying. Like, why not try and create that type of format? Like, they put out movies in theaters and they put movies out on streaming, and it seems to work both ways for them. Or am I tripping?
I just think that if I'm still of this. Maybe this is old school, but I'm of the school of like. If it was shot to be a movie that potentially was made for theatrical release, like give it its shot, give it its
chance. Oh yeah, absolutely.
And if it's not performing, okay, then you have a lot of money on it, then go to your streaming platform. But like, you know,
I'm just gonna say they had a lot. DC has had a lot of misses with their movies, and they put these some of these movies out, and they've been so bad that they've been considered like the worst movies of the year and stuff like that. Not once, but multiple times. You know what I mean? And so, you know, when it smells like shit, eventually you want to freaking wash that thing. You know what I mean?
Like, can I put that on? Can I get that on my for my soundboard now?
Yes, got you.
When it smells like shit, eventually you want to wash it.
You know what I mean? Or throw it out? Or you know what I mean? I don't know. But look, that's and so I think that's where they are with everything. They're like, what we're doing with, I think the company itself is stepping and saying what we're doing isn't working. I don't think there's a Band-Aid that can fix it. Let's just switch everything around.
They need a Kevin Feige.
And apparently they're looking for one. It'll be interesting to see that'll where they be fall
hard.
On
that's,
that.
That's hard to I find,
mean,
man.
I know. I mean, he's sort of one in a zillion, but don't you think,
well,
I mean if I was in charge,
it took Star Wars a really long time to find, and it seems they found it with Favre and Filoni, but and Feige, you know, Feige's been around since the beginning of Marvel, though.
I know, but the dude doesn't miss. He doesn't miss.
Yeah, he does. Right? Some of those movies are trash, man. Come on now. Let's keep it 100, man.
Well, I don't watch them all. You watch them all. I don't watch them all, to be honest.
Look, let's be honest. Some of those, I as much as I want to be in all of the properties that we're talking about.
Some of them are trash.
All of the properties that we're talking about. Even Batgirl. I would freaking throw my life on the line to freaking be able to do all of the stunts and action shit that they probably did in that bad boy and kicking ass, man. I would be so freaking excited to be a part of that, even if at the end of it, they said it's never going to come out. But maybe that's because I'm used to that. You know what I mean? I'm used to doing projects. I'm used to pilot season. Oh, I'm spitting. I'm so passionate about it. I'm used to,
good thing you got spit blocker.
Yeah, right.
Thank goodness. I'm used to pilot season. I'm used to all of these things. I'm used to feeling like this is it. This is my big shot. And then it not happening. You know what I mean? And then, like, are the show that we're all going to talk about in a couple of minutes, Scrubs. Sometimes it does happen. It's the roll of the dice. And Warner Brothers is willing to take that roll right now. It's willing to roll the dice right now and say, look, everything that we have is not working. And we know this. And all of us know this, too. You can say what you want. There are certain things that are working. There are little pockets here and there that are working. But let's be honest, man. You're not excited for it like you're excited for Disney Plus. When Disney Plus shows up, you're like, yo, let's go. Fucking like The Mandalorian. Freaking all of these Marvel things. Like, you get excited for that. And Warner Brothers wants that too. And they have the properties to do that. So why not say, you know, what we're doing right now isn't working. Let's figure something out.
Well,
I agree with it. I think it sucks as an actor or as a producer or as a company who has invested a lot of their energy into the DC
and all the people
brand.
And all the humans.
All of the humans that have been involved in that. I know it sucks that this is happening. And I'm so happy, you know, like, a part of me was a part of this. You know what I mean? The reason why Legends of Tomorrow didn't come back was because they were like, we're not going to bring back all of these shows. You know what I mean? There's petitions to save these, you know, Legends of Tomorrow. It's probably not going to happen, but it's because they're doing this and they're trying to course correct where DC's going. And all of you out there can say what you want to say and be like, Donald, you fucking tripping. But as a whole right now, it ain't working. Let's keep it 100.
It'll be really interesting to see. I think it's the only thing really left to see is if they release The Flash or not. That's really a fascinating thing to think about. I mean, there'd be no doubt they'd release it, but it sounds like they're considering it now.
If it's good, listen, how about this? If it's good, I would suggest putting it out. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it 100. Aquaman. I like
my rumors. My whisperers tell me
your rumor mill. Your rumor mill.
No, remember in Game of Thrones that guy who was like the whisperer?
Yes.
Oh yeah, Varys.
Yeah, Varys. My Varys's tell me it's good.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/RealFriends.
One thing, did you listen to that song I just sang?
Me?
Yeah, I texted you a her song. I don't really know her.
Oh, I love her. How do you not know her, dude?
Dude, this song, you guys, I don't have my rig to play it, but...
Joelle, it's happening.
What's happening?
Next thing you know, Zach's going to be into Neo Soul and everything.
That would be amazing. I would really like it if every day Zach brought a new Neo Soul song.
Joelle, you know this song, Her Hard Place by Her?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Woo! Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
You know this song?
Are you kidding me? I've been jamming. It's so. All right. So I grew up with this young lady.
My assistant.
I grew up with this young lady.
Let me just finish.
No, because she probably heard it because I shut
your fucking thought.
There is nothing left in his say.
My assistant, I was driving with my assistant, and he put this song on.
I'm caught up in her,
of
a hard place.
All of a sudden, I'm like, what is this?
It's her.
And then I got my Shazam out.
You know how old that song is? That song
I don't know, but it's amazing.
Yeah,
I listened to it like 400 times today.
Yeah, I've jammed that song. That's my dude. You and I should have been married. We should have gotten married. We should have just freaking.
No, because I couldn't. I don't want to listen to Drake. I don't want to listen to Drake.
You would have been listening to her. I'm telling you, you would have been listening to. We listened to the same shit. We should have gotten married and then had an open relationship where we could, you know, do whatever we wanted.
What do they call the kind of rap? Is it trap? Where it's kind of like
trap music. That's trap
monotone,
music.
The monotony,
trap
kind
music.
Of vibe.
Trap
yeah,
music.
I'm not into trap, but I really like her.
Let's get, all right, our last thing, and then we'll get into the show that we call Scrubs.
What, Daniel, why are you frowning your brow?
I was listening to the, I hadn't heard this song, and I was like, oh, it's a trap song? Let me listen to it. I was like, this is some trap music?
No, it's not.
You're conflating two different things.
Oh, okay.
That song is fire, and it's my new favorite song I'm going to listen to, and I love her voice.
I didn't know her song that was a trap
song.
So I grew up
with this young lady named Misha Hedman, right? And she works with her. She originally worked with Alicia Keys, and now she works with her. Alicia Keys, I grew up with also. Anyway, so I've been up on her for a really long time. Misha used to put out, like, on her Instagram, like, promotions of where her would be at. the equivalent of hotel cafe, small little venues where not a lot of people would be there and stuff.
Yeah.
She's been around for a while. She can play the guitar. She's a musician. She can play pretty much every instrument, and she's got a dynamite voice. I think I get what's key for a lot of young women in this industry. If you have a baritone voice and you can sing from your chest, it really does work. Because Lauryn Hill, her, you know what I mean? It's all kind of like the same sound, and it's all very
She reminds me of old school Lauryn Hill a bit. Yeah, that song could be on the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. It's like that vibe.
No doubt. Brandy, all right,
should we get
I
into the show?
No, because I got to talk about Light and Magic.
Okay, well, let's do a short thing. There's a Donald's yelling about the amazing documentary about Industrial Light and Magic that's on Disney Plus.
I liked it better than the sequels.
It made me want to watch the prequels, which I don't get mad, I've never seen. But the movies, the documentary is so interesting that it makes you want to watch them.
I think, first of all, Phil Tippett, you're my hero. I've said it to you before. I'll say it to you again. Have you met him in person? Never said it to his face. Never met him in person. But he is my hero. He's the reason why.
I think that's going to be your 50th birthday present. I'm gonna find out how much it is to fly Phil Tippett to your house and have him hang out with you for an afternoon.
And we just do stop motion animation.
Also. Yeah, and he just animates with you for like an hour. That's gonna be
an hour. I need more than that. I'll pay the extra. I'll pay the extra if he's into it.
I'm gonna find out what Phil Tippett's hourly is. It's probably high.
I don't care. Whatever ILM pays you daily, I think Zach can match it.
that's your 50th birthday present. I just figured it out. All right, count us in, baby. We got to start this fucking show.
I know, it's been like a half an hour. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that we all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is bizarre, but I laughed a lot.
I did laugh a lot also. It was it's a very straightforward message, though. You know what I mean? Like, say no when you don't want it, or guess what you're doing? You're settling. That's the whole episode, dude.
Yeah.
That's the whole episode.
And also the other main message is how parenthood changes you.
Well,
Parenthood changes how you look at everything.
Your perspective definitely changes when you realize there's more at stake other than just yourself, and absolutely.
Our best friend, Carrie Brothers, we should announce, just had a beautiful, beautiful little boy.
Oh, congratulations.
He and Jess had the baby.
Jess Weiss, yes, our composer, his composer, a fancy composer wife, who's
She had the baby. Carrie has the vagina,
but Carrie did plant his seed.
Yeah, Carrie shot. He shot his shot.
He shot up the club,
if you will.
Shots fired! He shot up
anyway,
the club.
Anyway, it's exciting. Our besties have a beautiful little baby boy. So mazel tov.
Welcome to the club. Welcome to no sleep. Welcome to all of it.
No sleep.
Enjoy. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Donald always says all the horrible things about it, but then he's like, it's so much fun. So I bet how a lot of parents feel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right. The worst thing ever, but it's so much fun, and I wouldn't try.
Well, okay. We are, this is episode, what number, Joelle?
621.
621, everybody. This is the penultimate, meaning, which is one of my favorite SAT words, meaning second to last. Episode of the sixth season. Penultimate. I used to think it meant last, but penultimate means second to last. Ultimate.
Penultimate.
Last. Yeah.
This is your penultimate chance here.
Yeah. Right? This is your penultimate
second to last chance.
Oh, you can say that to your kids when you're mad at your kids. This is your penultimate chance.
All right.
SAT.
This is your penultimate chance.
They're going to look at you like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's your second to last. It means second to last. It means second to last. Remember that. Penultimate. S-A-T.
I saw Bullet Train, too.
Wait, did you see Top Gun Maverick?
No, I'm going to go. I'm going to go soon.
Are you kidding me, man?
I know. Don't yell at me. I'm going to go while it's still in theaters.
You went and saw Bullet Train before you saw Top Gun Maverick?
I'm going to go see it. I got to say one thing, though. Can I say one thing off topic?
You can
say I never do.
All right.
To my fellow directors and sound mixers who might listen to this movie, it used to be the problem that the prints of the film, when you're actually projecting film, would always be different. And the joke with directors is, oh, my God, you're never going to see it as good as it looks in the lab again because it'll always look like shit and the projectors are all shit. Now it's all digital. And I'm told the only variable, really, because it's binary code, is that some theaters turn down their bulb to save the lifetime of the bulb to save money. But other than that, it's still a digital projection. But the sound mix must be always different because I've seen two action movies in a row now, and I can't fucking hear the dialogue. There's like 20% of the dialogue missing because I'm sure it sounds amazing in your perfect mix studio, but in the movie theater, so much with all these action sounds, I can't fucking hear the dialogue. Maybe I'm just old. Do you guys feel that way?
It might be also the theater that you're in also. Some theaters are definitely made so that you feel like you're still in the studio where the mixer was.
No, one of them was Man's Chinese, which you would imagine is probably the best sounding theater in the world.
Oh, I don't know. We might need to beep that because I don't want Man's Chinese coming after Zach when he premieres his movie there.
No, I'm okay with it. I love Man's Chinese theater.
You remember when you said, remember when you said our theater sucked? The sound sucked in our theater. And we premiered your movie, huh?
I love Man's Chinese.
You said you wanted to put your hands in the freaking cement, didn't you, Zach?
I love Man's Chinese so much that when I'm excited to see a movie, I go, I'm going to go see it at Man's. Like, this is like the place to see a movie. But I went to Man's, and then I also went to another giant chain place, and it's two action movies in a row where I'm like, I'm missing 20% of the dialogue. Now, I'm sure that it sounds great in the final mix stage, but like I'm saying, the variable of picture is kind of gone these days, other than somebody turning down their bulb to save life of their bulb or their projector. But the variable of sound difference is there more than ever, because maybe you're right. Some people crank the bass for their theater, or they crank this or that, and they're fucking up the mix. So you're missing like 25% of the dialogue.
Right.
That's my rant. I couldn't hear some of Bullet Train.
I totally understand where you're coming from. I feel like a lot of these movies aren't necessarily... I don't know. I think a lot of these movies are missing. It all goes back to light and magic, man. I think a lot of these movies are missing the mark when it comes to the things that they can do. So it's like, all right, we can do anything now, but the one thing that's lacking is good story. So now people are, you know, still focusing on, we need to have the best action sequence, or we need to have the best explosion sequence, or we need to have the best flying sequence, and they're missing story now. And so, you know, did it matter if you missed 20 minutes of the conversation?
I think it does, and I'm sure the filmmakers and the sound mixers would hate to hear this. You struggle, because I've done it myself on so many times, to get everything perfect. You're literally like, can you turn the fucking lighter sound down one decibel? Let me hear it like that. I mean, that's how anal you are to get it perfect. And then you don't want the audience missing dialogue. I mean, it's all supposed to be perfectly balanced. You know what I mean?
Right. I understand that. But was the movie about the dialogue?
It doesn't matter if the movie's about it. It could be, one was Nope and one was Bullet Train. They're amazing directors who were telling giant stories. They don't want their words missed.
I totally hear it. I saw Top Gun Maverick. There's not a lot of talking in it. There is talking in it, but I was able to understand everything they said. You know what I mean? I'm gonna keep it 100. I don't know if it's the theater that you went to, and I don't know if it's the creators of it. But I'll tell you one thing: the special effects meant nothing to me in Top Gun Maverick.
Because there's no special effects. They really were in the fucking planes. It's real.
But all of that shit didn't mean anything. Even that meant nothing to me. The story is what saves that movie, man. That's what's really great about that movie.
I think that's
what's missing is, that's what's missing in some of these movies. Now, I haven't seen Bullet Train.
You're saying a separate thing. I was saying a diatribe on sound mixing, and you're saying stories missing from a lot of action movies. I agree.
I think that's part of it. I think the reason why you missed out on so much is because they're trying to get the sound so fucking dope to make it so that the audience is having an experience from with the sound. And I think that's missing the mark. Fuck that shit. Tell a good story, and the shit will all it'll all fall into place. You know what I mean? I think that's the problem.
The fight choreographer, whoever did the fight choreography in Bullet Train, it was sort of the biggest standout. I think it was amazing fight sequences.
I think that's the story. I think that's the story of the movie, though. You know what I mean? I think the story of the I think the story of the movie is check out the fights that we can do.
And look at our Joey King, all grown up and starring in a movie with Brad Pitt.
She's a movie star, man.
Do you remember when you did your scene with her?
We knew she was a movie star back then, though, man. She's a movie star, though, man. Yeah. The Joey King moment. She's so beautiful, first of all.
Mm-hmm. So talented.
Not to plug
Wish I Was Here, but her acting in Wish I Was Here.
Right. She's so talented. But she's also quirky and funny, which is so important.
And cool.
Right,
and
which
cool.
is so important for an actor, or however, how am I saying, actor? What's the correct way to say it, Joelle?
Actor is fine.
Actor. But for an actor, and I don't want to get in trouble, yo.
No, you good?
Yeah, I have always referred to actresses as actors, too, but I don't want to say it wrong either, Joelle.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
I like actor. It's all encompassing.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
can but fall I think, under this umbrella.
I think it, right on. I think it's so important for actors to have a really good sense of humor, and she has an amazing sense of humor. And so she will not only be able to do drama, which she did in Wish I Was Here, which she did fabulously in Wish I Was Here, but she can also do comedy. She can also do romance. She can also do action is what we're seeing right now because she's so athletic as well. I really do believe she's a movie star, man.
And I felt really proud of her, dude.
Huh?
I really...
You said, and a princess movie.
That princess movie kicked ass. I don't know if you guys saw it yet.
That's where she's like a fighter and stuff like that. A fighting princess.
Yeah. The princess is being forced to marry off, and she has to basically like
kill the whole castle, the tower
through all of these like an army of people. And so she's like sneaking around and stabbing them. And she's such a badass in it.
Look, I'm just saying, man. We knew this when she was a kid. When she was a kid, you know what I mean. Yeah. We knew this when When we were working on Wish I Was Here, we knew that she was this. And so, you know, it's really good to see it come to fruition.
I'm proud of her. I got to say, watching her kick ass with Brad Pitt, I felt proud of our Joey King. Oh. All right, why don't we take a break? And we promise you, audience, we will finally talk about Scrubs, the television show. Okay, we'll be right back after these words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The season of summer concerts is upon us. When you want to secure the best seat in the house, you know you can't wait until the last minute. You have to be on it. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead.
If you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it.
Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And we're back.
We're back.
I sound like I have a cold this whole episode. Did you notice that?
I didn't.
You did notice it?
I did not. Oh, I do notice those guns, though. I do notice those guns. Ladies and gentlemen, they's, them's.
Watch this.
Whoa, there are abs, abdominals, as they say.
He
has shredded that.
This boy has been putting the work in at the gym.
I did put the work in.
But he's also been putting the work in at the refrigerator and is eating chicken and broccoli, it looks like.
No, chicken.
Do you have to be nude for this movie that you're about to do?
Not nude. I'm like in bed with my girlfriend, shirtless, so I didn't want to not look my best. All right, let's talk about the show Scrubs. I do sound like I have a cold in the voiceover, and I just noticed that little trivia. Elliot is questioning whether she, just to remind everyone where we are, Elliot's questioning whether she should marry Keith. She's having second thoughts. Kim has just returned from the conference where we discovered she's pregnant, and I was lying to me and all of my friends about losing the baby, and she's actually very, very pregnant.
That was a very funny moment. There's two funny moments. One, where Carla senses in the force that Elliot's obsessing and she runs and grabs her.
Yeah.
The other one is when Kim keeps trying to link with JD and JD keeps ditching her.
Yeah. he keeps totally dissing her everywhere.
And the creative ways. And the final one, he's literally trying to climb out the window and she catches him.
He doesn't want to talk about it. He's not ready.
But I totally understand, man. She totally lied. She said that the baby didn't exist anymore.
Yeah, and she really wants forgiveness pretty rapidly. I mean, it's a little like, please give me some time, you know? She's very aggressive.
We literally just left a conference.
Yeah.
Literally.
Your lie just got found out. And she's like, can you forgive me? Like, now?
Be my friend again.
Yeah.
And you guys didn't really ever do it.
Yeah,
you do it after the baby's created, because you've got, there's that moment where you try to work it out. So you're definitely banging in that before.
I don't remember, but I think
can I say bang, Joelle? Is banging allowed?
Yes. Banging is just fine.
Everybody says banging. Everybody says banging, right?
You We're know banging's fine. when did banging not become okay?
I just don't want to be inappropriate. You know what I mean? I don't want people to be like, this dude is so cool.
Joelle will tell you if you've said anything that's not correct. So wait, I just want to point out that Beard Fosse is definitively the pharmacist.
Because he's it's
100%. This six-episode investigation into is Beard Fosse the pharmacist or not is concluded in this episode. Yes. Because he's clearly standing in the window talking to someone in the lobby.
Yes. As he's been before.
JD's conscience is a giant rabbit in a tracksuit. The tracksuit is because of Mr. Fratelli, his mean phys ed teacher. And the rabbit head is because his uncle once ate a rabbit and got belly worms.
All right, without saying anything, Zach.
Yeah.
Joelle, do you know who the Fratellis are?
No.
Daniel, do you know who the Fratellis are?
The Patellis?
No.
Fratellis.
Fratellis? That last name sounds familiar.
Don't look it up.
Okay.
He's giving you a trivia question.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know.
Audience,
who the
do you know who the Fratellis are?
No.
Did you ever see a little movie called Goonies?
Yeah.
Just a little masterpiece called Goonies.
Classic.
Do you know what the bad guy's last names were?
Fratelli?
Good guess, Dale. Yes, you got it.
Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job.
Now, Donald, do you remember who played the rabbit?
Franklin Gotbetter.
Yes. I think he was our second AD at the time, or maybe
our wonderful AD.
He was either the second AD or the first AD, I forgot. But
he was the second who got promoted to first. Him and Scott.
I have no idea who the voice is, do you?
No.
Okay. I looked on even on Scrubs Wiki didn't have it.
Trevor don't know everything. Trevor ain't got the answers, Zach.
Turk is so excited about having his baby. After he's just said that women can be cuckoo, we then cut to him asking JD to hold his baby over a small net so that Turk can Photoshop his baby Duncan. That sounds like something you'd really do.
Yes, I would do that. I mean, it's just because I'm into special effects. Like, we talked about Light and Magic and how much I liked it more than the sequels.
Yeah.
Just to circle back to that.
Reiterate.
Just to reiterate that. I, too, feel like I would take certain situations in my life and try and do. By the way, Photoshop, you know where that came from, right?
Industrial Light and Magic, baby.
Just put it out there.
It was one of the guy's like little side projects, right?
Yeah, it's exactly. So I'm just putting it out
there. I hope he's rich as hell. I hope no one fucked up his winnings.
I don't think anybody has fucked up their winnings in that area.
No, I'm saying the way it's portrayed in the documentary is that it was like his little side project, and then he invented Photoshop, and then I just hope that he
has a piece of it all.
There's
only one mistake ILM made. There's only one mistake, and that was selling Pixar. They were like, I don't believe in this cartoon shit.
Yeah, you take it, Steve Jobs.
Here, Jobs, it's yours.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, Turk is holding a point-and-shoot camera, and I just was reading, and it goes without saying that the point-and-shoot camera is pretty much dead because of the iPhone, or because of cell phones.
Yeah.
And you know, if you want a higher-end pro camera, you go and buy that. But the point-and-shoot itself, I just stumbled across an article that was saying is pretty much dead because your phone is just as good.
Yeah, I wonder if this was what. If people saw this, you know what I mean? Like, you always say from film to digital was a big thing, right? It changed, it revolutionized the industry and everything. It all goes back to Light Magic. But anyway, it changed the industry. So when it went from film to digital, were they like, pretty soon we're not going to need the camera, guys. That's what this means. We're not going to need this. We're not going to need the point and shoot anymore pretty soon. Pretty soon we're going to be able to use it on our phone. Pretty soon it'll be in our eyes. We'll be able to act. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well,
could you see the progression of how this is all going to go away eventually? Like,
well, of course,
we're starting.
The special thing is really the glass of a lens, of a magical lens. I think. So your camera phone is never going to, well, I mean, obviously one day it could, but currently doesn't have a magical, beautiful, you know, from 1 to 100,000 dollar and everything in between level piece of glass. I should say to priceless, because a Panavision lens you can't even buy. You can only rent.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see but what do I know? But if the idea of a pro camera will ever go away, it's hard to imagine that tech. It's a sort of a waste to put that technology in a phone. But anyway, the market that was holding, like obviously a point and shoot camera, like a dad taking a picture of his kid, is now on the cell phone, because not only is the camera quality insane, but you can also instantly then send it to your friends and your wife and your family.
Right away, man. Like, it changed everything. And I like film, man. Like, I like looking at old pictures from when I was a kid and stuff like that. I like the way that looked and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting. You look at the only time you get to see pictures of people like that are when they've passed away, though. You know what I mean? Because it's been that long since film cameras have been pretty much obsolete in the picture game, you know?
Yeah. The idea of printing pictures, even. I want to give a shout out, actually. I don't even think they're a sponsor of ours. I doubt they are. I wish they would be, Joelle. Make them a sponsor of ours. But FrameBridge. I don't know if you guys have used this yet. They're really cool, listeners. This is not an ad. I'm telling you, I've just used them. You literally send them. I think it's an app. I don't know if it's an app, or it's probably an app and a website. But you upload your picture. You pick a frame. You pick a mat. You can even choose a little plaque. And it comes, and they send it to you. And you pick the size, obviously. And they send it to your house in like a week. It's incredible.
It's awesome.
I just used it. And I used it for a present for somebody.
Oh, that image back there, that's FrameBridge.
So that magical thing of like, oh, it's annoying to print a picture and then I got to get a frame and all that, like I'm endorsing. This is my personal non-ad endorsement of FrameBridge. All right, let's move on. Cox says that pregnant women are allowed to be crazy. Donald, your thoughts?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how you can... I've never had my hormones shift so rapidly before.
Yeah.
You know, I don't go through a lot of the things that women go through, from ovulating to, you know, all of these things change your pH balance. Is what I
think your pH balance is your,
well, it changes that too.
Your
then.
Pee. Your pee.
It changes that too. You know what I mean?
Well, my pH balance changes. I get all fucked up.
Yeah. Right, but it changes. It changes your hormone balance, and it changes it changes your equal. Like it messes with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
of course.
It's easy to be dismissive and call someone crazy, but I think you're allowed to. I think you're, especially if you're pregnant, and that's forcing all of these changes to happen, and you can't go on medication to control these changes because it will harm the baby. You have to let this process happen. So I don't know if it's called being crazy. I think it's more like, you know, the baby is running its course through the mother, and the mother is more than allowed to go through these problems and issues.
All right, so wait, let's move on. JD says that Kim can stay at his house, which is very nice. He does assume that she's going to take the couch, which is funny because, like, she is pregnant. She's not going to likely stay on the couch. But the rabbit is the one who tells him to give her the bed. But here's what I understand. Kim's not even out of the room. Kim isn't barely out of the room. And JD puts on a porno.
Yeah. That's
and you can hear the noises. I couldn't believe this was on Scrubs. You can hear like fake porno noises off the TV.
There's a door.
And the rabbit...
She can't.
The rabbit is totally cool. That the rabbit's like down. Yeah. He's like, don't worry. And he says, I got a carrot for her. JD and the rabbit are watching porn together. Kim hasn't even like closed the bedroom. She's like pulling her suitcase in the other room.
She ain't coming back out.
By the way, it's, you know, back in the day when it's not on his phone. So he's like, he's watching a movie. Like he puts on like a pornographic film.
Do you think he rented it from the VHS store?
You remember when they'd have like the beaded area that only adults could go in?
And you had to
I don't think I was ever made it to the age while they were alive where I could go into the beaded area. Okay, so everybody is mad at Kim at the hospital. All my friends are coming to my defense. They're rallying around me
as they should.
you give her the evil eye.
But wait a second. This is where we're having a. She was also a colleague, though.
Yeah.
So a lot of these people are being very unprofessional.
Well, they're friend. I'm like Ferris Bueller of the hospital.
And, she was there. She was there the whole time that we were there. That Turk and JD were there. Kim was there the whole time.
It doesn't matter. Everyone. The gossip has spread that she's done something horrible, and they're all giving her the cold shoulder. And it's funny it's Rob, Ted, and Lloyd are together, and they go hussy, liar, and then Lloyd goes jerk, and then he goes, who is that? Turk stares at a blank clipboard, he's so cocky.
Fuck with patience. He likes to fuck with patience.
Yes. Bill is reminding the audience the stereotype that surgeons are so cocky.
Well, they have one goal in life, and that's to do surgery. That's it.
They want to, and so he doesn't even need to look at the clipboard. He knows he wants to cut him open.
I already know what I want to do. I'm going to cut this guy open.
Mm-hmm. I don't even need to look at the paperwork.
Right, and then JD informs Turk, "Look, dude, this is a very dangerous surgery. It's risky, you know, especially the situation that this guy is in right now that he's put himself in. To do that could cause this guy's life." And Turk doesn't give a shit, which is, you know,
he doesn't give a shit. He's being cavalier again, like he's being a stereotypical surgeon who just wants to do surgery on a guy. And he's that was my interpretation. The guy would benefit from the surgery, but Turk's not fully. Turk's being cocky about his ability to pull it off on an older man without any harm.
Right. Without consequences.
Right. Then we have Lloyd and Charisse making out.
Charisse.
That's Angela Nissel, right?
That was Angela, yes.
Angela is one of our amazing writers on the show. I believe, was last working for Mixdish. She's a really, really good, talented writer.
She's the one that brought all of the hip hop flavor to Scrubs, keeping it 100 with everybody out there. Like, you know, Common, all these people being on Scrubs, that's all Angela. Yeah. That was Angela's work. And so she deserves a huge shout out. She brought a lot of relevance as far as like she spoke from the hip hop community. And so when Scrubs had all of that on there, it was actually genuine because it came from somebody who was about that. Yeah. Who was about that?
She was super cool. And this is, I believe, her only cameo, licking Lloyd's face.
Yes. That was a sexy moment. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it didn't look bad.
It didn't look
Lloyd looks like he's doing well. Angela's beautiful.
Lloyd looked like he enjoyed it.
I hope she likes speed metal.
That's a good mixture. And then the worst thing that's ever happened to Scrubs
comes up. Are you talking about Travelocity?
Yeah, I am talking about
Travelocity. Wait, before we get there, let me just, I wrote a couple more things down.
Very next thing.
Someone says, how did you get so good at being mean? And then someone else says, it gets much easier when you're married. I thought it was something relevant to discuss. And then Carl is trying to throw a big bachelor party just to establish the story points. And Elliot's being very controlling. She's a control freak.
She takes over, dude. She takes over.
She takes over her bachelor party. Carl is furious. She says something funny I laughed at. My grandma still thinks I'm a virgin despite what was painted on our town's water tower.
Elliot's been through a lot. Elliot's like the Arnold Drummond of Scrubs, man. Everything has happened to her. Everything has happened to her. She's Arnold and Dudley.
Yeah, that's a different Strokes reference for those of you who are too young. All right, Donald, you discussed it. I believe this is the only time we did this. It's so cringe. It made me, even this many years later, made my stomach turn. But go ahead.
We did a Travelocity commercial in the middle of Scrubs so we can make some money. So we can make some extra money.
So the show could make some money.
Yeah.
I imagine it was budget for the show.
What year was season six? What year did we go to the rap?
This is the final season on Is this the Vegas? You can go to ABC after that, yeah.
Is this the Vegas rap party?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I wonder when the Vegas rap party was.
All I know is that we never did this. I don't think we ever did it again. But this was right around the time, just for those of you who don't know.
We needed money.
No, I was going to say right around the time when this sort of thing started to happen, where people were like, where brands were coming to TV shows and saying, hey, if you can slip our brand in the show, we'll give you a whole lot more money for your budget or for your budget, right?
That's what it was for, yeah.
And Bill was saying, no, left and right. Other shows were doing it. And finally, Bill caved and said, all right, we'll try it. And this is so cringy and bad, but this is a Travelocity ad that we say in the middle of the show. We even tried to make fun of it by being like, see, wouldn't I be a great spokesperson?
Dude, I'm just saying, man. Look, I get it. And we had some really fun things happen during that season, but this was a moment where you look at it and you're like,
yeah, it's super cringe.
Is that jump? Is this where we jumped the shark? Is this the shark jump right here? That's the question.
If we kept doing it, it would have been. But I think this is literally the only time we ever did it. I think Bill probably said, I imagine Bill probably had a lot of pressure and then finally tried it. Hated it and never did it again. By the way, Elliot hits three keys. This is such, it was so bad. She goes like, she literally hits three keys and she goes, my whole trip's booked.
It's that easy.
It's like, wow, Travelocity really is easy. You just hit three keys and your entire, everything you wanted to have happen on your honeymoon is done.
That's fucking hilarious.
You don't even have to put your credit card in.
No, you don't have to put anything down. You don't even have to pay for anything.
It was so cringe. By the way, a little trivia I learned on Scrubs Wiki. Someone says that there's no place truly named Kokomo.
What?
Apparently, there are many places named Kokomo in the United States, including Hawaii.
Where's the real Copacabana at? That's the question.
Copacabana was a club.
The hottest
spot
north of Havana. Havana what?
Wasn't Cuba. That in New York?
Cuba.
Wasn't it back Cuba? In the day Copacabana was New York? It was like the place to go in New York, the Copa?
Let's see.
At the Copa, or Miami? Copacabana.
The hottest spot north of Havana. If Cuba is south, is the southernest spot. Havana is in Cuba, the hottest spot north. That's everything up.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Google.
Yes, Copacabana is a New York nightclub that existed in several locations throughout New York.
What years?
Reopened in February 5th, opened originally November 10th, 1940, and apparently one just reopened in February 5th, 2022.
Copacabana. The hottest spot north of Havana.
A hot gyno is back. I don't want a hot gyno. Does your wife have a hot gyno? I don't want hot gyno.
I bet you he would like to think he's a hot man. But
hot gyno. Hot gyno's fine when he's not your
wife.
He
definitely sees a lot of vagina, though.
The hottest spot north of vagina. Anyway, hot gyno is back, and he's Kim's gyno.
He's her OB.
He's her OBGYN. And it's a boy. And I was moving when JD found out he was a boy. I thought I got goosebumps.
So did
it was funny. There's a line where I go, it's a boy. What's his name? And
yeah.
She goes, he didn't say.
Yeah. Very cute. Very cute.
That was cute. Sam Perry Gilligan Dorian is the name.
Now, why did you say Gilligan again?
Well, I think it's implied for the audience that JD's a big Gilligan's Island fan. You and I had battled over it, and you got Chewbacca and I got Gilligan for our kids' names, which would probably be accurate, because if I had to choose a pop culture name, I would choose Gilligan over Chewbacca.
Well, you don't want to call your kid Chewy?
That is cute, but maybe it's his nickname, not as his birth certificate.
Chewy.
Should we take an ad break soon, by the way? Because we're not having
guests. Let's go to break. We're going to go to break.
We'll be right back after these very funny words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Okay. So now Turk all of a sudden realizes that the patient has a kid.
And has a grandchild.
No, he thinks it's a grandchild. Turns out that it's the guy's daughter.
Oh, that's shit.
And then Turk realizes, oh, now I have to look at this in a new light because Turk is a new father and he sees the guy as a new father. And now he reassesses all of his cockiness, right?
And yeah, because all of this can be fixed. You know what I mean? The guy puts the work in, puts the exercise in, all of these things that are going on with him can be fixed. And so he wants to give that guy the option before he decides to cut him open. But that's at least Turk, the way Turk sees it. JD, for some reason, sees it as Turk copping out and being a bit of a... A coward.
And well, I think JD is like, wait a minute. JD doesn't understand, and we're going to learn that Turk schools him on, and Cox school him on, you don't understand. Wait till you have a kid, everything changes. So JD doesn't understand. That's what Bill's setting up here is, is, what are you doing? What changed? You said he was a good candidate. You felt confident your skills were up to par, and it didn't matter that he was older in age. And what the fuck? And you're like, I don't know how to tell you this other than when you realize when you're a parent, you see things totally differently. I didn't know he was the father of a young kid. Like, now I see it totally differently. Now I don't want to take the risk.
Yeah. And which sets up the word no, which I underlined heavily, you know.
Yeah.
Because this is a moment where, you know, that no is probably the hard, one of the hard. You don't have a very difficult time saying that, Zach, I've noticed. Like, and I know you do have a difficult time saying it, but you're still able to say no even when your body and everything is going against you and saying, just say yes, dude. You're still capable. You're still able to say no. That's a very good quality to have. As much as people might think no is a bad thing, the ability to say no is such a freaking great power, you know? And that's what we explore in this moment in Scrubs, and how in so many different ways it can affect people. It can affect people in a positive way, and it can affect people in a negative way. And it's just, you know, I for some reason I took that moment, this moment in the whole show. I was like, this is a great life lesson for anyone out there, you know?
Yeah.
We say yes to so many things because we don't want to let anyone down, and we feel like we're pleasing people, or, you know, we're scared that how we're going to be perceived if we don't go with the crowd. But sometimes saying no, most of the times I find saying no is very rewarding, and it keeps you out of a lot of the shit that you don't want to be involved in, you know? Yeah.
And it might take you to be in your late 40s to realize that. So we're teaching you younger folk now. Learn now.
Well, I've been watching you do it for the longest. Like, I've seen things where people would be like, "Yo, you want this?" And it would be something it's not maybe the coolest thing in the world, but you could tell that, you know, it's something that somebody offered. But when they give it to you, what are you gonna do with it? I can't do anything with it right now. Where am I gonna hold it? Where am I gonna put it? What can I do? And you're very capable of saying no.
In a nice way, of course.
Absolutely. I'm the guy that would be like, yeah, sure. And then when the dude turns his back, try to figure out, what the fuck am I gonna do with this thing? What am I gonna do with this thing? You know what I mean? When the way that I don't, and don't let him see me do whatever it is that I do with this thing, you know what I mean? When the better choice would have been to just be like, no, sorry, man.
You ever read that book, The Four Agreements?
No.
Either of you, Joelle or Daniel?
I have not, no.
I highly recommend this book to everybody. It's short. You'll read it very quickly. But one of the main tenets of it, I just Googled it to make sure I didn't fuck it up, but it's to be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Now, that is a way more articulate way of just of saying be truly honest. And you'll get yourself out of so many problems if you're straight and direct. And so, I think that if you're feeling no in your brain, and no is true for you, you need to say no in a kind, friendly manner.
Okay, so I know this is going to skip a lot of things, but then at the end of this show, we go completely against this lesson. And JD says, you know what? Fuck it. Let's try and do this.
But we know we have the vantage point of knowing how that works out for them. The audience at the time doesn't, but now those who have seen the whole series know how going against what he felt, going against his integrity, how that worked out.
It didn't work out well.
Spoiler alert, you skipped one thing I want to talk about. Well, first of all, Turk ran into Ugly Betty at Costco. I thought it was a Photoshop, but you did run into her. And then there's a funny thing in the cafeteria. All right, so I saw this on the first thing I saw was on Scrubs Wiki, was that when the janitor confronts JD because he's happy that everyone's turned on him and they're mad. Right. The janitor barely has any storyline in this whole episode.
He has one line in the beginning and then one line at the end.
Yeah, yeah. It's a two part episode, basically, there was no room for Neil in this episode, I guess, but he has two sentences. But anyway, when he comes back in the cafeteria, it had said on Scrubs Wiki that on the lunch board behind him that dessert was spelled wrong. It was spelled as desert. So I thought that was kind of interesting, and I paused on it, and then I noticed something that's not on Scrubs Wiki, but it should be, is that under drinks, the only thing it says under drinks is hot Carls. Now, for those of you who don't know, Daniel, can you Google what a hot Carl is?
Oh, no, Daniel, don't do that. Your search engine will be fucked up forever.
Well, it's too late for my search engine to be fucked up forever, but it's not good.
Is it pooping on someone's chest while having sex?
That's a Cleveland steamer. I thought that was a Cleveland steamer.
Well,
what's a hot Carl?
I mean, for whatever reason, I'm not quite sure why this is an addition to the defecation. But it's someone who is usually covered in plastic wrap.
Wait, the pooper or the poopy?
The poopy is covered in plastic wrap and then defecated upon.
Oh, sounds so sexy.
You can feel it all over.
Donald, how dare you?
You can feel it all over, people.
All right, so anyway, you should pause, audience, if you're ever watching this episode, on the janitor shot in the cafeteria, because dessert is spelled wrong, and the only thing they offer to drink is a hot Carl.
No!
Our buddy Patrick Bolton... the offset dresser, he fucked up.
Fucked up or he nailed it?
He nailed it. Wow. He nailed it.
Somebody at Disney right now is like, this mother.
Get Hulu on the phone. We got out of there.
Yeah, we got a problem. Like, whoever did this, like, we gotta fix this.
Cox has seen the Wiggles live in concert twice.
Yeah, that's the thing I find myself doing a lot. You know, the soundtrack that I'm listening to in my Ioniq 5 right now that I'm driving around, the lovely Hyundai Ioniq 5.
Beautiful car.
Yeah. Beautiful car, wonderful car. The Zombies 3 soundtrack. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's just fire.
It's just slaps.
Do you listen to it when your kids aren't in the car?
When they're not in the car, I find myself... come on out now. In the park, in the wild. Hey, come on out now. This is fire.
Did you see that viral video? I think I probably sent it to you of the dad jamming out to the like kids show song. He was like,
dude, they're fire.
Slaps.
They're fired. I listen to the Zombies 3 soundtrack like it's freaking religious tapes, and it's Sunday, and I got the kids in the car, and we missed church, and we're on our way to Disneyland. Like, you know That's what I mean? Funny. I listen to it
I love that you listen to it without the kids in the car. That's my favorite part.
You
probably wouldn't put on the Wiggles red car, though.
No. But, like, Zombies 3 soundtrack, High School Musical soundtrack.
The High School Musical, the musical series or whatever.
No, I don't. We watched that too. Olivia Rodrigo be killing it on that shit. All of them be killing it. Like, for real, man. I didn't have this when I was I take it back. There was one show back in the day, two shows back in the day that did give you the good music, and they were slept on heavily, and one didn't last long.
I don't know them.
There was two. One. Jam is truly outrageous, truly, truly, truly outrageous. Whoa, jam. That show was, the music on that show was bomb. That one.
Okay.
And then everybody slept on this show back in the day, but Rags to Riches, man, had, what they did was they took like old school music and then remixed it. And so it would be like, so you know how I love him, I love him, I love him, and where he goes, I follow. They did a remake of it, and this girl singing it about this boy that she likes who plays basketball, And back in the day, that one. And what was the other one that came out? We were in high school when this came out, and all of our peers were in it too. Like High School High or something like that. And it was like, it only happens. But somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. Once in a lifetime. Right? Carl Payne was in it. You only get a chance like this. Once in a lifetime. Mark Belukis was in it. Mark Blue, who I went to high school with, was in it also.
This is a TV show or a movie?
A TV show, and it didn't last long. Musicals never last long. Cop Rock didn't work.
Cop Rock. I remember Cop Rock. That was a big swing.
What was the other one? The law, the LA Law. What was the one where it was the musical and it was a law show too?
Musical law show?
No, but have you heard of Cop Rock?
I've not heard of Cop Rock.
Cop Rock it was really bizarre. It didn't last long, but it was like NYPD Blue, but they would break into song.
Oh, no musical television show lasts long. Like that. Yeah, man, but dude, that show didn't. I mean, come on, man.
How many seasons did Fame go?
Fame was It was a syndicated show, though, bro. It was like.
I'm just trying to think of an example. Why are you qualifying I'm just taking an example of a musical.
I'm just saying, it wasn't like that shit came on ABC or CBS or NBC.
It also wasn't like a show that where they broke into song like a musical. The music was like in context of they were singing because they were in a school where they sung, right?
No, in Fame, they would be walking down the freaking Delancey Street and all of a sudden break out to Come What May.
Oh, it was like Glee like that?
Because I know the wind that bought us didn't mean
okay, let's finish this up, baby
harm.
Girl.
There are a lot of people out there that know what I'm talking about.
Carla plans a mega Choose Your Own Adventure bachelorette party. I mean, she really comes through.
But that's what she would do for anyone. You know what I mean? That's like the... So we talk about how Carla's the heart of the show and the this episode needs that big moment because there's so much disappointment, you know. JD goes against what he should do, and the other storyline is, you know, Elliot taking over this moment for, even though it's her wedding, her taking over the moment of bachelorette party or planning the wedding, planning the festivities that the maid of honor has. She's taking that away from Carla.
But she did it, you know, what was so genius about what Carla did was she did it the ultimate Elliot way. She did like a choose your adventure. So like, I booked this. I booked four versions of that. I've got three versions of that. If you want to pick up so-and-so, she's on the corner. If not, duck. Right. Which was such a diss of that woman. But anyway. Yeah. But
that was fucked up.
That was Casey, so fucked up.
Casey was like, that's kind of fucked up.
It is fucked up.
Yeah. But I was, and then I said to Casey, but she didn't know what happened. So who cares?
Yeah. But they told her, like, wear a nice dress and wait on the corner. And something then, might happen to you. I guess so fucked up.
Well, it didn't, though. Sorry.
That character got all dolled up and stood on the corner.
And they got dissed.
Well, she's like, I guess I'll go get dinner. I don't know what that was about. Carla, what's that about? Anyway, I thought that was a very sweet ending. And then JD, you're right. He decides
to settle.
Kim wants him to. He says, you know, there's a 1 in a million chance that I'm going to forgive her. I'm going to try.
He settles, man. Like, and that's how it goes. I don't think that's a good. And we know how it ends. But in that point in time, I don't think that's a good message for JD to...
Yes, but it's very good series screenwriting to make you want to tune in next week.
Absolutely. 100%.
All thanks to our overlord, William Van Duzer Lawrence III, I think, or the fourth?
But that's kind of, it's a controversial thing, if anything, you know.
Yeah, but it's relatable. I think lots of people can relate.
But it's
a good TV show makes you go, oh my God, I've made that fucking mistake. I'm so glad it's not me. I can't wait till next week when I can watch him fuck up.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's it. We did it, everybody. We love you. We told you the plan. We got one more. Then we're going to take a little break. Then we're going to do 701. And then we're going to take like a 2-month break, right, Joelle, while I make a movie. But we love you all very, very much. Anything you want to say, Donald Faison?
Listen, I don't know why I say that. And I get so mad at actors when I'm watching movies and they start with a sentence by going, listen or look. Does that piss you off ever?
No.
Okay. When you're watching movies and the actor is in a scene, this is the one thing I want you to look for. I look for it all the time. These are the two words that you hear always. Listen and look. Sometimes it's every fucking line. Look, look, look. Every line starts with look or listen, listen, listen. Every line. Anyway.
You know what pisses me off? When they remove the rearview mirror because to get a better shot of the person.
I can't stand that shit either, dude. What the? Look, I am up.
Hey, young filmmakers, old filmmakers. Don't fucking remove the rearview mirror.
I am of the, if you can't do it in real life, don't do it on CG. You know what I mean?
Another
I don't
thing they do see- is headrest. I've seen some headrest missing now, too. Put the fucking headrest back. What the fuck are you doing?
If I got to wear a seatbelt.
You have to do wear
remember
a seatbelt.
When, remember when you didn't have to wear the seatbelts in the movies?
I know. Now they won't let you shoot anything without a seatbelt. Mm-hmm. Is it right. In the front seat?
No, but, period.
I think an adult can be in the back seat without a seatbelt on still.
There's no
It depends law. On the company. I think it depends on the company.
Anyway.
But anyway, take off the rearview mirror.
Anyway,
please.
My point is, I started my sentence with listen. I am really excited to have this moment of, you know, just getting my shit back together. Because this whole summer vacation... I'm looking at it as a summer vacation. I've been hanging out with my children, which has been such a great blessing and such a great thing. But it's taken me away from my...
Weed.
Not my weed. I still smoke that shit. But it's taken me away from what... It's taken me away from, you know, my craft, my passion and stuff like that.
Right.
And so I'm really eager for them to go back to school so I can figure out, you know, what the next step is. Because as of right now, I am enjoying watching them grow. That's really all I want to do. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, what's on the calendar? I got a couple of work things. And other than that, watching the kids grow, you know.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And I am really looking forward to these next two months where I don't have to, as much as I love doing the podcast and everything like that, before we do it, it's a big stress. It's a big stress. You know what I mean? Like, getting it's almost like fantasy football, getting the freaking making sure I get my notes in, making sure I get all of that stuff.
Well, I think together. What you're saying is that we always, you know, we don't phone this in. We want to put on an entertaining show for y'all, and Donald and I do our homework, and we want to I still, this many episodes in, like beforehand, I'm like, oh gosh, I hope you're entertaining today, Zach, come on, you got this.
Yeah. So I always stress out about, I don't want to have to be like, Daniel, cut that. Please cut that. Daniel, please cut that. Okay. When we do our notes and stuff like that. So I am going to miss you guys. I am going to miss, you know, I know
don't
we have
one
more.
Don't say goodbye yet. We got one more.
I know we got one more episode, and I am going to miss you guys. But I'm very excited to have a moment to, you know, decompress and
I'm excited to listen to my new favorite Her song over and over again.
If it's nothing, nothing will change. I'm caught up in your love and a hard place. What if nothing to say? I'm caught up in your love and a hard place.
All right. We love you all. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories that we all should know.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.